Hope all is good. Today's daf is Beitza Daf Lamed Zayin. We just started the Mishnah yesterday, and at the bottom of Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, and we're here at the two dots, V'lo Matapchem, V'lo Mesapkim, V'lo Meraktim, right? We had said in the Mishnah, you can't dance, you can't clap on Yontif. And we had said, we had three categories, if you remember, right? There were one category of rishos, things that are optional. We had a category of mitzvah. We had a category of shavos. So this is one of the options in the rishos category. No, I'm sorry, mishum shavos, meaning that we were concerned that you may do something else if you do any of these actions. So what's the deal with clapping and dancing, etc.? So Gemara says, shemi takein kli shir, right? Zekzeirish. Excuse me, Shemi Itak and Klishir, we're concerned that you may come to fix musical instruments. Now, the Lahalacha, right, it's a machokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah as to whether this applies if someone does not know how to fix musical instruments, which most of us nowadays don't. But I think people are pretty machmir. If you ever see somebody clapping backwards, right, that's a shinoi, right, that's in light of this issue. Okay, Ve'elehim Mishum Rishos V'lodanin, right, why can't you do judgments? I have a mitzvah kavod, right? Isn't the mitzvah, right, to judge a case, right? So the Gemara says, no, the cases where you're not the most qualified judge available, right, really there's somebody else, right? So there's no mitzvah to judge whatever case that there is. Right, for lo makachin, what about, again, getting engaged? So the Gemara says, mitzvah kavod, right? Isn't that a mitzvah to get married? Am I married? I have kids? Where it says Lo Tzucha, right? The Islay Isha Obanim, right? The case is no, that there is no mitzvah of Puru Revu at this point. Rashi points out either two men, two boys, right, according to Beis Shammai, or a male and a female according to Beis Hillel, right? But there is no mitzvah to do Puru Revu, even though there is a small kiyum of other mitzvahs that Rashi brings out, right, and maybe other kiyumim, but it's not necessarily a mitzvah. Okay. You can't do even more chalitza about mitzvah kavod, right? Aren't those mitzvahs? The Gemara says, right, again, why would you call them rishos? So the Gemara says, lo tzricha de'ika gadol u'mitzvah begadol liyavim. The case is that you're the middle brother, and the mitzvah for the yibum is upon the big brother. Right, so it's not, this is a rishos for you, right? We don't do that on Yontif. So Gemara says, v'kulu time am I, and all of these that we've been talking about, right, doing judge court cases and getting engaged and even chalitza, why can't you do them? Xer shema yichsov, right, yichtov, and maybe you may end up writing. Right, again, same thing with business, as we're going to see in a second. Mekachumamkar, right, the concept that we don't do business or any of these transactions, right, very often these things will involve writing, whether it's a ksuva, whether it's a shtar, so we don't do those on Yontif or Shabbos. Right, you can't make anything hektish, and you can't take erech vows, and you can't put things in cherim, give something to the Beis Hamikdash. Also, gzerim shem mekach chumemkar. It's similar to do mekach chumemkar. So Rashi has two deos why mekach chumemkar would be an issue. His first dea is because it's motzi mirushus to rushus. It's similar to going from one rushus to the other because you're going from your rushus and giving it to rushus hektish. Mekachumamkar, right, or inami, right, because you may come to write it down. Okay, and if you ask the Shaila, isn't that Xera, aren't you saying that you shouldn't do any of these things because you may come to do Mekachumamkar, because you may come to write it down? So Raji just explains that, no, Kulachad Xera, no, it's not a two-step process, it was all included in the original Xera, because you may come to write stuff down, right, all of these items are included in that. I have lomagbi and chumos umaisros, right? We don't take chumos or maestros. Pshita, obviously, right? It's tikkun mane, right? The tani Rav Yosef, lonitzcha, ela litzna, lakoin bobayom. The question is, right? You might have thought that it would be mutter to separate chumos or maestros and give it to the kohen on that day. And therefore, we're telling me that it is, in fact, also. And this is true only but periodatively me'et. Well, this is only true of fruit that was tevel yesterday. Of a periodatively ha'idna, we can go and isol afrishen minuchalo mefrishen ve'avil lekoin. That is mutter, meaning that this is only when you have tevel situations from the day before. But things that happen today, for example, on Yontif, where you're making dough, right? And you have to give challah from the dough, right? We mentioned already in the Masechta that you're allowed to give challah on Yom Tov because to make sure you have to have fresh bread. You don't want to make the bread yesterday, right? Fresh bread the day of is much better, right? But if that stuff that became tevel today, literally, so that is fine. That is mutter to give to the kohen. B'hani mishum rishos. Okay. The Gemara says, again, Gemara says, you tell me all the rishus actions that you talked about, all these optional things that also they have a din d'rabbanan against them. Mitzvah ika, what's it called? And the mishum shvus laka, what are you tell me that there are also no dinim d'rabbanan, right? All the mitzvos and all the optional things also have dinim d'rabbanan attached to them. So why do we categorize them like that? So the Gemara says, "Amar Yitzchak lo mibayi kama." Right, you're right. So the Gemara is saying you don't even need to tell me. Lo mibayi shvus greta de osra. You don't even need to tell me that a regular din de rabbanan, a regular shvus is osra. Elo filu shvus de rishus nami osra. But even a shvus of a rishus, meaning something that's totally mutter, right, that involves something that's an option, right, it's also osra. But lo mibayi, you don't even need to tell me that shvus de rishus de osra. Elo filu shvus de mitzvah nami osra. You don't even need to tell me that a shvus de mitzvah, right, that even a din de rabbanan that has a mitzvah attached to it, right, that is also going to be osra. Right, all of these things, right, chazal where goes there, even in that case where you may end up with a mitzvah as well. Okay, Kol Elub Yom Tov Amru, the Gemara said, all of these were said on Yom Tov, right? So Gemara says, 1 second, Ramin, who will ask you a question. Mashilin Derech Aruba B'Yom Tov Alob B'Shabbos. We said in our Mishnah that anything that is Asur on Yom Tov is Asur on Shabbos, right? The only difference is Ochol Nefesh. The Gemara says, 1 second, didn't we just learn in the beginning of the Perek that you're allowed to lower fruit from the roof to the floor, right, on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos, right? That's right? So that apparently there is something that you are allowed to do on Yom Tov that is Mutter. That is usher on Shabbos. That has nothing to do with Ochel Nefesh. Right, so the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lokasha, Ha Rabbi Lezer, Ha Rabbi Yoshua. And the Mishnah says our Mishnah that says that Shabbos and Yom Tov is the same, except for food. Right, that's Rabbi Elazar, who does not say that it's mutter to do to bring down fruit or do anything else to save you from hefsid meruva, to save you from financial potential loss. But Rabbi Yeshua, again, Ha Rabbi Yeshua, but the Mishnah that's at the beginning of the parak that says you're allowed to bring that stuff down, that's Rabbi Yeshua that says you are allowed to move stuff if you may lose it. If you may lose the produce. To Tanya, there's another price. So, also, if it's been ocean after the boar, let's say you have, again, we pointed out there's an Isser of shechting a mother and its calf on the same day. So, if you have a mother and its calf fell into a pit, right, you have a problem with the. Right, technically, you're not allowed to go down and shecht both of them. So, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, what do you? It says, what do you do? Malas harishon al manas the shechto v'shechto. You can take the first animal out in order to shecht it, then shecht it. Vasheni also la panosa b'mkomo k'deishul yamos. And the second one, you can just give food, right? You know, just feed the animal in the pit, so it doesn't die. Rabbi Shua says, no, you can play around with it. Malas harishon al manas the shechto v'ne shechto. Rabbi Yeshua says you can do a harama. You can kind of scan the system a little bit. You can take it out and be like, all right, I'm going to shech this one. And then you can be like, I don't really want to shech that one. Let's take the other one out. And then you can take the other one out. And then, in that case, once you have both animals, then Rotzazeh Shokhid, you can shech either one of them. Right, not both, but either one of them. Right? I mean, Rabbi Yeshua allows you, because you may end up losing the animal right in the pit. So he allows you to play this harama because you have a concern that you may come to financial loss. The Gemara says, "Amar le'ibai, so mimai." So you meaning? So that's the brisa. That's the machogas you want to apply over here to steer in brisas in Mishnayos, where our Mishnah says that you can't theoretically implies that you shouldn't be allowed to lower the produce, and the first Mishnah of the Perek says you are. So he said, it's this machogas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar in terms of whether you're allowed to kind of play a little scam over here if you're faced with hefsid mamot. So Amar le'ibai, he said, mimai. How do you know that that's the same machogas? Right, maybe Rabbi Elazar said it's only machmir over there by the animals, right? Because you could feed it, you could make sure it stays alive. But right, over here, the low efshir. But here, when At the Lavav Shemar Parnasa, Bear, what's going to happen? You know, it's about to rain. You have all this fruit on the roof. You're going to lose all the produce. So there's nothing you can do except for bring it down. Right? So maybe low. Maybe he'd say it's not usher. Maybe he'd say it's mutter. That's inami. Or the other way. Maybe Adkan Lokam Rabbi Shua Hasa. Maybe Rabbi Shua is only makel over there. Def Shalarumet. Because you can do this harama. You can do this scam. Oh, I kind of want a shakta. I don't really want a shakta. There's nothing to play around with. But but over here, when you have the skyline, right, the fruit on the roof, right, the loaf shalarome, what are you going to do? There's nothing you can play around with. There's nothing you can claim. So maybe he would not say that it's mother. So it's not necessarily the same machlokas. Abaye did not like that answer. So Gemara says, so we're back to the question, what's the deal? What's the deal between our Mishnayos, right? Our Mishnah seems to imply that the only difference between Shabbos and Yontif is Zochah Nefesh. And the first Mishnah in the Parak says that you can do certain actions on Yontif because you may have hefset mamon. So Amalei, as Elo Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, Lokasha, habe shama habe selel. It's machlok, es be shama, be selel. Right, the Tanah is from the Mishnah, be shama, omrim, ein mutzin, as lo, zakotin, vo, so lulu, vlo, vse, sevetor, vse, sarabim, towards the beginning of the parak, be sel matirim. Right, whether you're allowed to move these items, right, on Yontif, right, the question is, right, what are you allowed to do hotzal for? So Beis Hillel says you're allowed to do it for, right, mitok shodra l'tzorech, u'dur na'vi shalal l'tzorech, right, you're allowed to move all this other stuff, and Beis Shammai says, no, you're only allowed to move, right, davka, things that you need for food. So Gemara says, well, dimalohi, and I don't like that comparison between the machlokes and either. Because Adkan Lo Kamar Beis Shammai Hasam El Hotzah. Because there, Beis Shammai is talking about the malacha of Hotzah. Right? Avala Tiltul, lo. But maybe moving, which didn't draw upon, he would not be Machmer. The Gemara says, no, that is the same machlokas. Why? Because Atu Tiltul Lav Tzar Hotzah. Right? Moving, right, obviously is involved in carrying outside. So Pasha says, if Beis Shammai is going to say that it's usher to carry outside, he's going to say, right, that it's usher to move it as well. Okay. Now the question is, over here, the Mishnah is talking about Tchum on Yontif, and Rav Shabbos as well, but Tchum on Yontif, right? You have 2,000 Amos in either direction. That's obviously with an Erev. Well, meaning from wherever you're set up. If you set up your Erev, let's say 2,000 Amos away from where you are, so then you have 4,000 Amos, but you can't go any ways in the other direction, right? You have 2,000 Amos circle from your city on Shabbos and Yontif. Now, in a Hanavi, there is a concept of Ein Erev Ve'otzav, Ein Erev Ve'otzav Yontif. There is no kind of problem of Otzav, of we paskin that you're allowed to walk outside and carry stuff outside of Yontif, but there is still a concept of Tchum. Right? The person still can't travel outside of the 2,000 Amos circumference on Yontif. So the question is, what about your stuff? What status does your stuff have? So Mishnah says, right, your stuff, your animals, your utensils, right, that's like the owner. But let's say you give your animal over to your son or to a shepherd. Still, they're limited by wherever the owner is living. Right, if you have a utensil that is shayach to one of the, let's say, five family members in the household, so hare elu karaglov, right, that is shayach to him. Meaning, if one of the brothers uses something specifically and no one else uses it, so that's shayach to his tchum. Right, anything that's not shayach to a specific person within the household, like, I don't know, forks, knives, etc., hare elu. Kamakom shahochen, right? That's like the place where everybody is. Meaning, it's shayach to everybody. Meaning, it's limited to everybody. So, for whatever reason, let's say the five people in the house make a tchum in five different directions. So, it's only in the common space where all five of them are allowed to go. That's where the kalim are allowed to go. Hashoa kli mechavero. If you borrow a kli from your friend, right? Me'erev yontif. So karagli hashoa. Beyomtif karagli hamashal. If you borrow it on erev yontif, so then it's like the one who borrowed it, right? Meaning the guy who borrowed the item, right? Becomes a new owner. But if you borrow it from the owner on yontif, so then karagli hamashal, right? It's limited. The kli is shayach to the person who lent the item out, because again, it goes based on where it was set at, on Erev Yontif, right when Yontif came in. V'chein ha'isha sheshal l'mechaber t'tavlin l'mayim v'melech l'aysel. So too a woman who buys, and not buys, borrows spices and water and salt for dough. So right, they are limited to both of them, meaning it's limited if for whatever reason the other one limited their tchum. So that items, those items can only go in the common space between the two of them. Rabbi Yehuda put b'mayim p'neishayim b'mamish, and Rabbi Yehuda says mayim and water is not legit. It's not included in this because it's not actually you can't actually notice it in the dough, right? Pasha says Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the salt is noticeable, right? Maybe it's like this pretzel salt that they put on outside. Okay, either way, but the water kind of gets absorbed, and therefore it does not count. Fine. Now, so Gemara says, again, when I say just in terms of that, it's limited to the two of them, so that's, again, let's say if you're in the city, right, everybody gets 2,000 amos in each direction. So if a person, let's say, puts his tchum 1,000 amos to the west, so then he can travel 3,000 amos to the west and only 1,000 amos to the east. And similarly, if someone puts it on 1,000 amos on the other side, right, so then he also, he's limiting himself in the direction that he can go. And again, if you have one of these, you know, if you have an art scroll, or if you have one of the picture books or something like that, so you can get it more easily, those who learn the Sefer Erevin in this Davi Yomi cycle will have a much easier time with this Gemara because, you know, we learned the concept of Tchum at length. But anyway, again, you have a person generally has 2,000 amos in every direction, but you could limit that. If you set up your area, if you set up your shvisa, 1,000 amos, let's say, to the east, so then you'll be limited. You can go, you know, 2,000 amos, you can go 3,000 amos to the east, but then you can only go 1,000 amos to the west. So if people set it up on different sides, let's say one area is 1,000 amos to the east and one area is 1,000 amos to the west, so the common space between the two is only the space between the two of them, because then there's only 2,000 amos inside, and both of the people can go in that common area. All right. If this is difficult, again, try and see if you could find one of the pictures that is involved here. Okay. So there's Gemara Masnisin, Delorok Rabbi Dosa. Our Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Dosa. The Tanya is one that advises Rabbi Dosa, Omer, Rabbi Yula, Rabbi Shaul. Maybe he's Rabbi Dosa or Rabbi Shaul. Either way, Alokech, Behemel, Mechavir, Me'erev Yomtif, right? If you take an animal from your friend in Erev Yomtif, Afa Bishalo, Mosrolo, Ela Beyomtif, Hare, He Karagle, Alokech. Right? Even if he doesn't give it to you on Yomtif, right? It is like, right? Karagle, Alokech, say it belongs to the guy who bought it. And if you give a behema, an animal, to a shepherd, even if you give it over to him on Yontif, it's shayach to the shepherd. Our Mishnah said that if the animal if you give over the animal on Yontif, then it's shayach to the owner, not the shepherd. So Gemara says, no, afil tamer Rabbi Dosa velo kasha. But no, you can even say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Dosa, there's no stira, right? Kambaro echad kambar shnei roin. Right, in the Braisa, when Rabbi Dosa says that you can give it over, when you give it over to the shepherd on Yontif, it's shaykh for the shepherd. So that's if there's one shepherd. Meaning, before Yontif, it was obvious, again, we said that it's tchum is set up, right, when Yontif comes in. So in that scenario, there's only one shepherd in the vicinity, and if you said you're going to give it over to him, to a shepherd on Erev Yontif, it's obvious that you're going to give it to that guy. And therefore, that's, you know, who the animal is shaykh to. But kar b'shnei roim, if the Mishnah says it's shaykh to the owner, right, that's when there are a bunch of shepherds or two shepherds in the neighborhood. And even if you said, I'm going to give this animal over to the shepherd on Erev Yontif, right, it was unclear who you're going to give it to. So still, that animal would be shaykh to the owner. And Dekanami, it even makes a lot of sense in the language of the Mishnah. In the text, Tekatani, because the Mishnah had said, Levna Oloroa, right? And again, the Mishnah had suggested maybe you're going to give the animal either to your son or to the shepherd, meaning the case of the Mishnah is where you're not sure and you didn't set up who you're going to give it to. So therefore, Shema Mina, right, we see that is a scenario where there were two or more shepherds. Amar Rabbi Bechan Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Dosa, and sure enough, the Halach is like Rabbi Dosa, as Rabbi Yochanan stated. Ah, you're me, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi, the Rabbi Yochanan really say this. From Rabbi Yochanan, Halach is Stam Mishnah. Then Rabbi Yochanan said that the Halach is always like the Stam Mishnah, Utan, and our Stam Mishnah says, Abayim, Eva Kelim, Keragli, Abayim, right? That Kelim, right, was the first thing we said, right? Are like are owned by, our Shaykh to the owners. And again, Pasha says, even if you give it over to a shepherd, right? That's against Rabbi Dosa. As the Gemara says, now again, this is just a different way of phrasing this theory between Rabbi Dosa and our Mishnah, and we give the same answer, right? No. We establish the Mishnah that Kambaroa Echad Kambashne Roim, right? That it depends, right? Again, the Braisa, Rabbi Dosa's statement is when there's one Roa, and then the animal Shayach to the shepherd in our Mishnah is a case where there are two potential shepherds, and therefore the animal is still Shayach to the owner. Okay, Tan Rabbi will learn the Braisa. Shnei Shishalu Chaluk Echa B'Shutvus. Two people borrowed a shirt. B'Shutvus, right together, meaning they both of them borrowed the shirt. I guess two different types of people, right? So one guy is going to go learn Torah with it, and one guy is going to go to a party with it. But the implication is that they're in two different locations, meaning that in terms of the tchum. So Ze'erev alav l'tzafon, Ze'erev alav l'darom. Right, the first guy wants to go to the Beis Medrash, right, makes an Erev to the north. The second guy wants to go to the party, makes an Erev to the south. Right, so again, as we said before, right, whenever you have that situation, so whatever item is borrowed or owned jointly by those two people, so it's shayach to the tchum area of both of them, meaning it has to be only brought within the common space between both eruvim. So therefore, zeh she'erev alav l'tzavon, mahalech l'tzavon karagli mi she'erev alav l'darom. Right, the guy who made the eruv in the north can go as far as the southern eruv can travel. And the guy who made the Erev in the south can only go with the shirt, right, as far as the guy who made the Erev to the north can go to the south. Right, so it's a little complicated way to say it, but the Pasha says that they're limited by each other's Eruvim. Right, and if they set up the Tchum in the middle, right, meaning if it's the same Tchum, so then right, so then you cannot move it. Right, then it's stuck. Meaning that if each one of them, that doesn't mean they set it up in the middle, I'm sorry. Meaning if in the middle of their two tchumim there is no space, so then the beged that they borrowed is stuck and it has nowhere to go. Itmar, it was said, Shneim shem lakhu chavis v'behemah v'shutvis. Again, now the case of two people took, this here lakhu, they bought even, but they're talking about a chavis is a barrel and a behemah is an animal, right, and they both own it. Rav Amar Chavis Muteres Veima Asura Ushmul Amar Chavis Nami Asura. So Rav says that the barrel is Muter, meaning you can take each one of them can take it through the Tchum, but the animal, right, is Asur, meaning it's limited to the common space of the Tchum of both of them. But Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no, Chavis Nami Asura, both of them are limited to the tchum space between the two of them. So Gemara says, "Maika sava Rav." I understand Shmuel Sheet. The Shmuel Sheet is hold, like we've been saying the whole time, that if two people own an item, it's limited by both of their tchums. Right? It can only go in the common space between the two of them. But what's Rav Sheet there? Why would he distinguish between a barrel and an animal? Right? Ika sava yesh breira. If you'll tell me that we hold the concept of breira, meaning breira again, retroactively, right? We clarify. Right, you know what a person owns. So let's say they both own part of an animal. Right, let's say they both bought part of an animal. You shecht an animal, right, and now each one takes their pieces. Okay, so we say retroactively these pieces of the animal belong to each person. So maybe that's what we're saying that each person should own their animal. So if that case, if that's true, that we say breira, that retroactively we knew which leg and which thigh or whatever of the animal. The person would take a field of behemoth history. So then, even the pieces of the animal should be able to be taken right to your tchum. Why should it be limited by the other guy's tchum? Because we say breira retroactively. Each part of this animal right belong to each owner, and there's no shutvus here, and they could both take it through all their tchums. V'ikusame aim breira, but if you hold the breira does not exist, right? We don't say the breira. So field chavet sinami asura. So the barrel also should be asur. I mean, so what is ravel? So the Gemara says, "Lo olam kusavri yesh breira." Really, Rav holds that there is breira. So what's the issue with the animal? Right? Why would the animal say that it's aser? Meaning, so what we say, a chavis muteres, it doesn't mean that they chopped up the barrel. Just to be clear, it means that they divvied up the wine. And they divvied up the wine in the barrel, and then we say breira, and this is the stuff that they owned originally, right? And that wine can be carried throughout the tchum. So why is the animal not? I mean, why do we limit the animal to the common space between the two of them? So shani behemoth kayonke tchumim mehadadi, because they are going to yonek. It literally means to nurse, but here, meaning each part of the animal kind of keeps the other part of the animal alive. Right, so each one of them has different, let's say, blood vessels and I don't know what else is in an animal. Blood vessels and oxygen and nutrients and stuff like that, right, is going throughout the entire animal. So there are parts of each animal, right, all over the place. So you can't necessarily say this was yours and this was yours, because they each piece has pieces from the other part of the animals. Kamar says, Amri lo Rav Kahana Rav Asi the Rav, this is Muktzah lo Chashu, this is Tchumim Chashu. One second. If you tell me Chazal would not care about the Muktzah, right? But even though my food is not shayach to the other person, right? My food should be muksa to the other person, but you're telling me they're not concerned about that. We have no issue, right? The animal draws from one part of the animal to the next, it's not going to be muksa, even though it's my items are should be muksa to you, right? What do you tell me that they're really concerned for the issue of tchum, right? That the animal should be completely muksa, right? To split it in the middle. As Gemara says, Shosik Rav was quiet. We said that's a pretty good question. There's always a question whenever somebody's quiet as to whether he didn't have anything to say or he thought that the question was stupid. But Pasha says I'm not sure what the Pasha says. Right? They have Rishonim that go either way. So either way, the Gemara says finally, just to finish off here, and we'll go back to tomorrow. My Havi Allah. Right, what do they say about this? Rabbi Hoshea, Omer Yesh Breira, Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Ein Breira. Machlok is as to whether we say Breira and to whether the food is restricted to the tchum of both of them, or whether it could be taken throughout each space and area belonging to the owner. Okay, Shkoyach, we'll go weiter with it tomorrow. We'll discuss more about Breira. It's Hashem. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.